This is Tatenda Gumbo. Here are the Studio 7 headlines for Tuesday, June 28th, 2016. Zimbabwe was not a part of the agenda at the Southern African Development Community Double Troika meeting, which took place in Botswana capital today, despite calls for the regional bloc to address the deteriorating political and economic situation in Zimbabwe. Civil servants leaders consult members on proposals by the government to give workers at least $100 each this month following its failure to pay June salaries due to the harsh economic environment in Zimbabwe. 16 inmates at Benkit Mashonaland West Province's semi-open prison have graduated in tobacco production, a situation which will ensure that they are successfully reintegrated into the Zimbabwean society. We will give you an update on MDCT leader Morgan Tsvangirai's health. And in our second edition of a six-part series on the late Vice President Joshua Nkomo's life and legacy, this evening we are focusing on his attempts to empower indigenous people through land redistribution and other projects. Has this been achieved? Stay tuned for these stories and more coming up on Studio 7 at 7:30 p.m. on 909 Medium Wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on www.channelzim.net. Please check us out on Facebook, WhatsApp, and Twitter. This evening on Live Talk, our host of The Connection, Ntungamili Nkomo, and myself will be talking with listeners about youth activism in Zimbabwe. Several political groups like hashtag this flag, Tajamuka, Tsesijilike, and others are giving government officials sleepless nights. Participate by sending your messages on our WhatsApp number 001-202-465-0318. The number again, 001-202-465-0318. You can also post comments on our Facebook wall and send us your numbers so we can call you back. Please note that we are streaming live on all Studio 7 Facebook pages. Stay tuned.